A clean heart create for me, O God. Give me back the joy of your salvation. A reading from Holy Gospel according to John. There was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem at the Sheep Gate a pool called in Hebrew Bethesda, with five porticos. In these days, a large number of you blind, lame, and crippled. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been ill for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be well? The sick man answered, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. While I am on my way, someone else gets down there before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your mat and walk." Immediately the man became well, took up his mat and walked. Now that day was a Sabbath. So the Jews said to the man who was cured, "It is the Sabbath, and it is not lawful for you to carry your mat." He answered them, "The man who made me well told me, 'Take up your mat and walk.'" They answered him, "Who is the man who told you, 'Take it up and walk?'" The man who was healed didn't know who it was, for Jesus had slipped away, since there was a crowd there. After this, Jesus found him in a temple area and said to him, "Look, you are well. Do not sin anymore, so that nothing worse may happen to you." The man went and told the Jews that Jesus was the one who had made him well. Therefore, the Jews began to persecute Jesus because he did this on the Sabbath. Gospel of the Lord. Well, of course, it sounds ridiculous today. The man is healed. It's much better than not to take the mat. But this is many times we also criticize other people without knowing the real reason they're back. First of all, we have to open our heart to accept what people do is with the right conscience. Secondly, it's important to do charity rather than observe the law. For example, on Sunday, of course, you have to keep not working much. But if someone is sick and you have to help him or help her, or you have to buy things for her or him, of course you have to do that. So charity comes first. Let us remind ourselves not to criticize other people without knowing the real reason they're back. And secondly, also, we have to always with the mind of helping, of giving a helping hand to people in need. Jesus is giving us a good example to do what is necessary when it is out of charity. Jesus, give us the strength to follow you.